Oh, yeah, it's great. The rally win after the disappointment of Donegal. So, yeah, it was a tight battle all day, but Jackson and Brian Boyd here were here as well, and they finished third today, which was a great result for them because they haven't been up here in a couple of years. So, yeah, really enjoyed it. Just a pity that I missed out on Monash Kelly's party last night because I had to come to Lurgan Park, but I'm sure they had a good night down there in Letterkenny.
Indeed. Well, tell us a little bit about the rally today. I mean, it's always a pretty fast event. You'd built up a lead fairly early on.
Yeah, it's a fantastic day up here for, I think, families. You know, there's big spectators up here. And yeah, we got off to a good start. We were faster than every state except one. We had a slight hiccup with one of the bales. It was, course was obviously changed from time to time, and there was a bale that, well, we think shouldn't have been there, and we stalled the car again, and we lost 4 or 5 seconds. But no, we're faster again than over the last two stages. To I'm not sure what the win total was, but it was good for the park. It's just short stages, but everybody's enjoyed it, and as a man, everybody's returning home safe, so that's the main thing.
And you've quite a record in this rally.
Yeah, that's it. That's 4 in a row now. All about to go yet. Kenny McKinstry's won it 11 times, so have a couple to go yet, but no, I enjoyed it up here. It suits my driving style. It's very slippery, and we get going into some gravel sections with tarmac tyres, which is real good fun, and I like sliding the car about. But yeah, it's great to get four runs in a row here.
And so what's next, Gary?
Oh, I'm not quite sure. I know the Ulster Rally is coming up soon. We'll see what happens, and then of course with the Donegal Harvest, the National Grand Prix down in Killybeg, so hopefully we'll be doing that as well. But we don't know, we're just a week or two now here to see what happens. We had quite a hectic week getting the car ready after the engine blew up in Donegal, so fair play to the mechanics who've got me an engine built in England there in 3 days and got it shipped back over and got the car faultless again today. So yeah, it makes up a bit of disappointment for Donegal, but oh well, one of them things.
Yeah. And as you mentioned there, good for Declan and Brian Boyle, back in action after disappointment for them as well. And, you know, OK, they didn't win it, but third place in a competitive event.
Yes, and you would have much experience up here. It's kind of a specialised event, and they definitely hold their heads up high. And definitely, you know, they'd be the standout people here today, definitely the boys that come here and finish third and to beat the like of Derek McGarty and Derek McGeehan. You know, there's no mean feat, and they've done it, but we're heading home here now to Fermanagh, Alistair Fisher, nephew of the good Bertie, who done Donegal International 2 weeks ago as well. He got married today in Loch Esk, down in Donegal town. So, of course, I'm the only one missing from the wedding. So, we're leaving the rally now to go straight there.
Very good. And great to see so many names who'd competed in Donegal up there. I mean, I see Frank Kelly involved. And as you look down through the list, it shows again that the Lurgan Park rally is certainly well up there.
Oh, it definitely is. It's a great spectator place. You know, lots of people, thousands of people here today watching the action over the 9 special stages. So, it's a great family day out. I think everybody's enjoyed it. And as you say, great for all the Donegal competitors. Come down here, enjoy themselves and blow off a bit of steam.
Great, Gary. Many thanks for joining us and wishing you all the best.
Thank you very much indeed. Thank you.
Thanks. Gary Jennings there, who, along with Michael Moran, won the Lurgan Park Rally this afternoon. Kenny McKinstry second, and Declan and Brian Boyle back in third.